Hey, Red.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Red. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm all right. It's Friday.
Yeah, it's always good, right? Not that we've been counting the days or anything.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with one of my representatives here, Dan. He asked me to go over some pricing with you, but did he do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
It wasn't, I actually reached out to you guys.
Oh.
Yeah. One of my buddies started using you. He's gotten a few calls from you also. I figured I'd give it a shot and see what your pricing was.
Okay. Let me look him up. Do you have his number?
His number? I'm actually driving right now. I can give you his company name.
Yeah, what's his company name?
Ancient City Specialties.
Sounds familiar. I think we just started working with him recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've seen that name, and we have, like, meetings at the end of every 2 weeks where they have, like, the success stories of who gets up there the fastest. I think we had him up there in, like, 3 weeks. Yeah, he just signed. It says he signed up 4 weeks ago.
Does it show how many calls he's gotten since he signed up with you guys? Or?
Oh, yeah. Fence Company, St. Augustine, Florida, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. Okay. Let me see. Oh, I actually signed him up.
Sweet. Well, hopefully you can give me the same deal you gave him, because he's talking about, I think he pays like $300 or more.
Yeah. Yeah, but I gave him a platinum package for that. This was on.
Much better looking.
literally actually signed him up on January 29th of 25. Yeah. So that was literally, like, it'll be 1 month tomorrow. Okay. Let me go to his dashboard. Yeah, I had him on $299 month to month. I gave him a platinum package, though. So we're doing, he's on the first page for his area. We're building his website for him. We're running Facebook ads for him. We gave him a call tracking number with a call tracking greeting. In the first month, it's showing 16 leads generated.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them still in his tracking system that he hasn't even opened yet. They're just there for him to go call back, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done pretty good. Just 4 weeks. But, you know, we have a referral program, too. That's why I was asking, because I can give him a free month if we end up working together. Let me just make sure, because this is also...
Can you hold on for about... Can you hold on for 5 minutes?
Perfect. Yeah, I want to do some research too here.
All right, I'll get back on there in about 5 minutes.
Okay, that's perfect.
Oh. So stupid.
You're lucky you're right outside of his service area.
Oh, hell, I ain't no competition with him, no way.
Well, I mean, we have rules, though, you know. As a Google partner, you know, there's about a 30-mile radius that's his territory, so we won't cross into that.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm in Orange Park, so I'm
a
good ways away.
Yeah, and you're probably focused more on Jacksonville going up a little bit, right?
Yeah, basically. I'm trying not to go down to St. Augustine if I want to.
Yeah, because that would just kind of cut it off. It's showing you're 8.6 miles from his boundary. You'd have to cross the river and go south a little bit before you're even close to messing with our guidelines, so you're fine. All right, let me see if I can get you the same package he's on. Have you verified your Google Business profile? I see you already got a website and everything.
Yeah, I already verified it as well. It took freaking forever for that. Well, I had a physics finance first, and I had to switch it over to Restroom Fencing, and yeah, it was not easy to do that.
Yeah, you go through that whole name change, and then they do the name, address, phone number, website audit. Everything has to match up.
Yeah, you gotta do a little video, and
they take a picture of the mailbox and all this crud, work vehicle equipment.
Probably took like 7-8 months for them to finally approve it.
Wow! Oh my God!
Yeah.
The reason I was asking is just I looked you up right now. I don't see it, so that's why I was kind of curious. But if I put you into our system today, I'm sure it'll resurface.
Well, I use a Comsquare for my website. I'm probably gonna end up. Do you guys instead of them?
Yeah, you'll have to leave that anyway, because we'll kick them out of the Google Business profile as a host, so they won't even get access to it anymore. But
right, that's not gonna do nothing as far as my Google ad and all that, right?
No, you're fine. Wait, say that again. I'm sorry. I'm looking at your website.
It's not gonna do anything to my Google ad if I cut them out, right? Comsquare.
This is a local listing, so your Google Business profile will be fine. We'll have to get access to it, and that's easy.
Right.
There's just a little code. You go into the back end, you add us as manager, and then once we have access to it, we could kick them out of there, and you're fine. You know, we'll take over from there. Pretty easy.
Cool.
You just don't want to keep paying them, though, once you sign up with us, because then they'll collect your money, even if they can't do anything for you. So that's why I'm just...
Yeah.
Bringing that to
they
your
really
attention.
Doing much for me now. I mean, I was using Topline Pro before them, and they kind of, you know, they did Facebook ads for me and stuff. You know, they did blogs and, you know, all that good stuff. But Comsquare, they ain't done nothing. They're just taking my money.
Yeah, the website's pretty simple. I don't know if you looked us up, but we're right next to Google. We've been in business since 2004, so it's like as close as you can get to working with Google directly.
Okay, cool.
Yep. Okay. 8 Google reviews, all 5-star. Do you know if they own that domain, or do I need to get you a new domain?
I believe I own the domain.
Okay. I might request one just in case, and then I'll schedule like a client interview for Monday. If we find out otherwise, I want to make sure that we could just get you a new one without any extra charge. But I've got approval to put you on the exact same campaign that Derek's on. Down to the penny. So it'd be exactly $299 month to month. There's no other charges. That $299 is going to cover everything. So you're getting the,
All right. What is it? Can you give me a breakdown of what all that entails, if you don't mind?
Yeah. So the main thing is the first page placement on Google. So once we get access to your Google Business profile, we do Google's algorithm updates, and we basically just let them know we're working with you, and we just update the profile so you show for each individual keyword. It's what Townsquare was supposed to be doing, but the problem is if you're not a premier Google partner, the results are kind of dodgy just because they do this algorithm update or change every week, and that's so they the only people that are getting up there are actually paying Google to be up there. Townsquare kind of tries to cut them out of the situation and as like a third party, so and then they don't do the updates as frequently, so that's why you're getting the dodgy results. But we'll go in there, we'll host it for you, we'll maintain it for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases. Obviously, fence company is going to be the primary keyword, but, you know, we'll interview you, and we'll customize it to you, make sure that we're targeting your ideal clients in the right area. And then we'll also do Facebook ads for you. So we'll, if you don't already have a Facebook page, we'll create one. If you already have one, we're not going to duplicate anything. We'll actually go into that one, and then we'll run ads through it. And that gets marketed to people who actively search for your services or have looked for any of your services in the last 48 hours. You'll pop up to them no matter what platform they searched on. And then you also get the popular directory submission. So you shouldn't need anything else, put it that way. Like you're going to be on Yelp. You'll be on Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa Voice search results. That's why I was saying you could leave Townsquare because there's effectively nothing that they would be able to provide you that we wouldn't provide you already in this package.
Yeah. I mean, like okay. I said, I was using Top Line Pro before them, and they were doing Facebook ads for me, and as soon as I cut them out, they blurred all the Facebook ads they put on my Facebook.
Yeah, we can fix it, though. Companies use stupid tactics sometimes to try to hold people hostage, but it's like, you guys are business owners, you know, you're going to do what's best for your business anyway, and if they try to hold you hostage and you determine that it's not good for your business, they lose 100% of the time. Like, you have the right to just fire them and move on. So I don't know why they even try those things. Like, we just tell people straight out, it's month to month, no contract, you're coming back on your own, this is the deal. You know, if you want to keep coming back, we're going to do everything in our power so you want to come back. You know what I mean? As far as getting leads and getting clients. And that's kind of our approach to it. If you're making money, then there's no reason for you to go anywhere. But these other companies, if they can't deliver on the results portion, then they start pulling out tactics like that. Kind of garbage, you know, and then
you can't go
or we're going to take away your Facebook or take away your website. That's why I was saying, do you own that domain? Because I've run into companies like that, specifically guys that I've worked with who have used Townsquare in the past, and they say, oh, I guess Townsquare bought the domain and they're not going to give it to me. And I've already put it on a bunch of business cards. So then they end up paying like hosting just to keep the website from them and then move forward with everything else. But either way, I'm going to basically have like a severance lined up for you. So if you decide to completely cut ties with them and you need a whole new website, that'll be a part of it. We built Derek's whole website from scratch.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll end up doing.
Yeah. He's getting good results. You know, I mean, if anything, he could probably subcontract some of the work for you. He's got some leads just sitting in his dashboard that aren't even opened right now.
Yeah, I've been doing it since, I've been in business since 2012. He's actually my sub.
And, oh, really?
I'm just a little slower. Yeah.
Interesting.
So, I do a lot of work for United Land Services. I don't know if you heard of them.
Maybe.
Landscaping company. Where are you guys out of?
We're in California. We're right next to Google. We're in Orange County.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They might be up there. I don't know. But, yeah, I've been doing it a long time. Just like I said, a little slow right now. I'll get calls, but it'll be crazy. I'll get like 5 calls in one day, you know, it's like, and then I won't get no calls in 2 weeks. So it's kind of, I'm trying to eliminate that, obviously, and get a lot more calls.
Yeah, you'll get the consistency. It took us about 2 weeks just to get everything clarified for him and up and running, and then he's basically collected those 16 leads over 2 weeks. So 14 days, you know, it's like 1 or 2 fresh leads a day on average.
Yeah.
Yeah, since he's been on the first page, and obviously, you know, if you guys get wrapped up on one job, you know, you'll still be pipelining leads while you're focused on doing that one job. It might take a week, you know. So.
Yeah. I mean, we all work together in the fencing industry when it all comes down to it. So we're all in it to make money. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, you'll both have a surplus at this point, but if you are really slow, I would tell them, hey, go into your dashboard and give me some of those leads. I'll give you a percentage. That'll get you working while we're building. What happened?
Yeah, like I said, he can't afford me, though. That's a problem.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, let's get this set up here. You will have to cancel that other company, though, Townsquare, when you get a chance.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Let me go ahead and create your account then, Red. What's your last name?
Sanford, S.A.N. Ford.
Okay. And you're the sole owner?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is Red short for anything?
No.
Not a nickname? That's just
red hair. A lot of red hair.
Oh, okay. I'm Irish myself, 25%. My beard's red, too.
Sweet.
Yeah. My grandmother was 100% on my mom's side.
Oh, wow.
She passed the red hair to my mom, and then my sister and I both got it. But I don't have anything on the top anymore, just freckles and a red beard.
I'm the only redhead in my whole family. I'm lucky one to get it.
Yeah, it's a strong gene, though, because I have an aunt who got with a black guy, and their kids came out, like, darker, but they still got red hair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're, like, mixed with red hair. It's crazy.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, so what is this line that we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to get a little formal on you here. I got to do this by the book to make sure I get you set up right. And then this 553 Riker Way is still accurate?
No.
No? Okay. Shoot. Okay. All right. Let me see if I could do video verification over the phone with you on Monday. So that way you don't have to go through that whole verification process again. Try to fast track you. Okay. Hold on. But I do need the new address, so let me just request this first. Send them your Google Business Profile. Address update. Inform client that old video verification may not be valid any longer if we put it. Okay. So they might ask you to do the video over again?
As far as what?
Just at the new address. So same kind of video, but just with the new location. I'm going to request that they do it with a live rep on the line with you. So we could just, we don't have to wait for, I'm not even going to request the PV in the mail. That's just too slow. I'm going to get the live rep on the line and we'll just verify over the phone. I may be able to, hold on, let me see. I'm going to ask them if they could just do the same verification, but switch the address. What's the new address, Red?
It is 3093.
3093.
Graywood Lane.
Graywood.
Graywood is one word. G-R-E-Y.
Okay. Got it. Orange Park.
Yes, sir.
Okay, 32073. Client's already been PV'd once.
So you said I'm going to save Derek $300, so sounds like I got him to do a job for me for $300.
Yeah, he actually just paid last night. So it's weird because I signed him up on the 29th, but we're not in office on the 29th, so his bill went through on the 28th. He just paid last night, but his next month's bill, I'm going to credit him. I already put it in there. So on March 28th, he won't have to pay again until April 28th. So he does owe you one.
Yeah,
he does owe me one. Yeah. I don't even think he knows about that, though. I didn't mention it to him at point of sale. It's just something we do. But
I get to give him a call and tell him that.
Yeah, there's usually a lot of variables to that, though, because if we tell them, hey, you know, you refer your buddies, and then we sign them up, we give you a free month, and then they refer a buddy that's in the same industry and same area, and then that breaks our guidelines with Google, and we can't even give it to them. So we just stopped kind of bringing it up, but you're technically outside of his area. You guys are just neighbors from a mapping standpoint. Okay.
Yeah, I think my brother told me about you guys too. He's a master electrician down in Miami.
I believe it. Yeah, we've been around for a long time, 20 years doing this, and we're premier partner status. So there's only three premier partners, and usually they're located right next to the Google headquarters. So if the littler companies can't handle it, then it gets bumped up to us, and we could do things in real time.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right, what's your business email address? I'm going to send you a full service agreement in writing. So that way you have it all documented, and I'll send the receipt as well.
It's redpremierfencing@gmail.com.
Reds Premier, or just Red Premier, right? Not Reds? Just like the business name?
It's R-E-D-S.
Okay, that's how it sounded, but I just want to double check. So redpremierfencing@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Should be able to get you verified pretty fast since you have the old one. It's just a matter of updating the address. So worst case scenario is going to be having to do that video verification over. But I'm going to actually...
It's not going to take 6 months again, is it?
No. I verified guys less than a week. It's because this has to do with ads, you know? They have no reason to rush into it if you're not running an advertisement with them. But, you know, it's based on performance. So these ones get up and running quick. These get priority. All right, so let me save. All right, and I'm going to leave hours of operation, everything the same.
Three food trucks. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just trying to verify 8 to 6 Monday through Sunday is still good for your hours.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
All right. Call anytime.
Call anytime. Website. Okay, good. Let's go. Save. All right, and then I want to schedule an interview for Monday. Just to customize the campaign, dot the I's, cross the T's. What do you think would be the best time for you? Is there like an hour window, or I could?
I'd say about around noon.
Noon? Okay. Let me go ahead and lock you in between 12 and 1 on Monday. It's going to be March 3rd. I'll send you a calendar invitation here to your Gmail you just gave me, and then I'll text you 1 hour before, just as a heads-up reminder. So I'll be both of your guys' account lead, which is kind of unique.
Cool.
I'm going to send you my direct number and extension.
Uh-huh.
And then we're all kind of in the same loop. So if I do see that you're slow and he's sandbagging, you'll probably just hop you guys on the line. Or vice versa.
We're all working together. All right.
Yeah, I mean, you're not that far away. If it really is slow, then, you know, you just bounce it off all each right. other without stepping on any toes. That way I keep you guys busy. At the end of the day, that's really the goal for us, is to keep you consistent.
Yep.
Okay, so let's go ahead and save this. But, yeah, we kind of have an overflow problem anyway with the guys on the first page. You'll run into it, too. I mean, there's just going to be people contacting you, and it's like, hey, I'm already booked up. I won't be able to get out to you for 2 weeks. And then they're like, ah, never mind, you know.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Or they just sit and wait on the back burner. So that is what it is. Okay, save. All right, I got you locked in for Monday between 12 and 1 Eastern Standard. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299 red, how did you want to do that?
Say that again?
In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
We can do that through car.
Okay. Now, your name's really red, right? Because it's going to come across as a business invoice receipt.
No, my name is Jordan.
Jordan, okay. I'll always call you Red, but I just want to make sure that you're able to get the write-offs you're entitled to.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then does this card have the business name on it as well, or does it just say Jordan Sanford?
It has a business name on it.
Okay. Let's go to Red Premier. Okay, and what about this address? Does it have is this billing address for this card, the 3093 Graywood Lane?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Red. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right. 5348.
5348.
6000.
6000.
2468.
2468.
2293.
2293. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
12/28.
12/28, and then 3-digit code on the back.
681.
681. All right, let me go and update. All right. There you go. The platinum package with the website included.
Do what? Exactly. I'll see you in 10 minutes. I'll see you in 10 minutes. Call me when you're done.
He's picked up the little one from school.
Oh, no, I'm actually dropping my daughter off to a food truck event thing right here, but she wants to drop her off, but I don't want to come back and pick you up in 10 minutes.
Tell her to get you something on the way out.
Yeah, right. Kids, man. Keep it going.
I hear you. I hear you. Mine's about to be 4 here in 2 months from today.
Oh, yeah. Mine's 12, about to be 13.
Ooh, yeah. That, and a girl, right? That's tough. Yeah, it's a tough time. She's got a bunch of feelings. They're learning how to deal with.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a boy, but he's kind of dangerous, so I don't know what's better, but I feel like the girls are better up until that point.
Yeah, I got a boy too. He's about to be 10, so he mellows it out a little bit. But.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the other way around. It's like the girls start out mellow, and then they get rougher as they get older, and then the boys are psychopaths. When
$3 man, they're
yeah, it's tough. I got some nieces that are about that age. Yeah, they're sassy and talking back to their mother. I look at my sister all the time like, you going to do something about that? Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? I remember growing up, it was a swift backhand. I cut that out real quick.
Yeah, well, that's how we were raised. My mom was, you know, like I said, redhead, but she was really a feisty one. And my sister kind of got that same thing. So I see them argue sometimes, and my sister gives her that look, and I'm like, man, you don't know. Your mama will beat you up. Like, just stop. Yeah, don't push it, because one of the days I know I'm going to have to split them up.
Yeah. Sure, I just got your text extension.
Okay. I think that's just my direct number and extension, but the payment did clear, so you should be receiving some confirmations as well.
All right, cool.
Okay, so there's a full outline of the agreement in writing there, Red. You want to sign off on that over the weekend, and then they'll send you a username and a password for this tracking system. You're going to have your own app and dashboard. It'll help you keep track of all these leads. And then you go into that dashboard, though, over the weekend, and there's this section that'll say business documents. I want you to fill that out because of the new address. We're going to have to get you verified, but I just want to make sure there's no major changes in your paperwork. Okay. Florida's pretty lenient for the most part, so just send in what you have, and then we'll get everything else processed. But the idea here is we just want to avoid having to go through a whole verification process over again, but we do have to update your address. So I'm going to have to work a little extra.
What do you need from Town Square to transfer over to you or anything?
Well, so you should already have access to your Google business profile. They should have given that to you or never taken it away from you if you had it before you signed up with those guys. But you should be able to log into your own Google business profile, and then our representatives are going to send you a code. It'll get the code, you just put it into the back end. It'll give you a step-by-step on how to add us. Once you add us and we're into it, it's hands-free from there. You won't have to do anything fancy. We'll just go in there and we'll gain hosting, and it'll automatically kick Town Square out of there because you only have one manager or host at a time. So the main thing really is canceling them. Your Google business profile, usually through your email. If you look up Google business profile and your business email, they're usually linked to each other. But if you don't have it, like you didn't create it and they created it, then we're going to have to request access to it. So I'm basically going to work on all those details right now, to be honest with you. I won't be able to get you like a definitive answer until I communicate with them and see what's going on across the street here.
All right, yeah, just let me know.
But no matter what, Town Square is going to either end up getting kicked out of there by us or you could do it manually too. You should call them up and cancel them, because even if we just manually kick them out of there, that's not going to stop them from billing you. So they might keep billing you even though they're... Okay. Yeah, that's the main thing. But usually if you just do it that way and you cancel them there, they should already release the profile to you and access to the profile to you right then and there. But I'm also going to assume the worst, because I've had that happen working with them before. And then I'm going to look for the access from the outside source, which is the Google headquarters directly, and see if they could just grant us access that way, just in case they try to hold it hostage from you. I don't think they will, but I've just been trained to kind of go worst-case scenario, make sure our guys have everything, you know? It's the same thing I did when I set up Derek's package, and same thing with me leaving the website on the table for you. It's like, maybe they'll release the website to you. I don't know. We'll find out when you go through that phone call, but if they don't, then we got a website for you, and it's not going to be any extra charge. I've already put it in there.
Right.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll call them when I get on the phone with you.
Okay. Well, everything's there in black and white. So the first month's payment went through today. It's February 28, 2025. It is set up to automatically renew each month. It'll tell you this in the service agreement on the 28th day, but it's going to stay in that price of $299 as long as you're with us. You get that discount. That won't go up or change on you. And then you could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. If you ever do decide to discontinue, we just ask that you let us know before the merchant processing machine automatically charges you, or like before the 28th day of the month.
All right.
Okay. I just had to disclose that with you on the recorded line there.
No, you're good.
Okay. I'm going to send over my direct number and extension. I'm going to give Derek a call too, let him know about his free month. But if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, we have 24/7 customer service at that same number. You hit extension 1, and then I'm here from Monday through Friday from 10 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard.
All right. If you don't mind, I'm going to give Derek a call here in a minute too for you.
Yeah. I mean, you could call him now, or I'll call him now. Either way, but I got to let him know. Yeah, I got to let him know about the referral. I mean, obviously, he'd figure it out by next month when they don't charge him, but I'll give him a call and let him know that we're pairing up together and maybe send some of those leads over.
Sounds like a plan, man.
All right, Red. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you, getting you rolling here. I'm going to go see what we can do about this verification, updating the address, and getting things moving as quickly as possible. But assuming everything goes smoothly with this, I'll talk to you on Monday. I already got the client interview scheduled, but it is going to be with a different representative on Monday between 12 and 1. Unless I run into a real hiccup, then I'll just jump on there with you.
No problem, and I'll let you know how Town Square does here in a minute. Well.
Good luck, man. If they try to get nasty with you, just hold your ground. You know, it's your business.
No, I got you, man. I appreciate it.
I heard some crazy calls. You sound like a big, strong guy. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right, Red. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.